Hi, welcome back to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm Janice Mary, your host, and I'm so glad you're back here with us during this holiday season. It's really, really so important for us to learn how to stay out of that negative thinking, especially when we can be really stressed. And, you know, the holidays can bring up a lot of things for a lot of different people, good things, but then also a lot of stressful things and a lot of triggers. So this holiday season, you know, it's really always my goal to look for ways to help people to connect back to their soul energy, because I know when I reconnected to my soul energy, that's when everything changed for me. And, you know, my life has gotten better and better, and I feel more supported and more loved, and it's much easier for me to not listen to the negative thoughts when they come in and not pay attention to them and not to live in fear. You know, that's the biggest thing, is when you are out of your thoughts, you give yourself the opportunity to connect into that beautiful energy. And in that beautiful energy, there's no fear there. So you know the truth of who you are, and you know the truth of what you're capable of. So me helping you to connect again, first to connect to yourself in a healthy way, and then to connect to your spirit, your soul, has been my goal, because I know when I'm very connected to my soul and my spirit, how much better I feel, how much easier my life just seems to work. Synchronicities just come into play. So for all of us, it's really in our best interest to really work on this. And I'm always asking my soul and spirit, you know, can you give me some new ways? Can you give me some new ways to help people to connect to this energy? You know, what could I share? There are a lot of people out there sharing and helping people to connect on their spiritual journey. And I'm always asking for ways for help for myself and also for my clients. And so the other day when I was asking, and generally when I ask, I do try to go into like a little bit of a meditative state. And that's what you want to do. You want to get out of your thoughts and you want to go into a little bit of a meditative state. It doesn't mean that you have to meditate for 30 minutes. That's not what you have to do. What you could do is just stop thinking for a second. Take a couple of deep breaths, you know, in and out, and just ask and just wait. So being on this mission of always trying to come up with new ways to help people get out of their horrible thinking, me included, I saw in my meditation, I saw a wheel. And I'm like, a wheel? What the heck does that mean? Why am I seeing a wheel? And it took me like a second or two for, I think, my soul, spirit, or whoever was giving me this information to impress on me that it was, you know, you don't need to invent the wheel. And I was like, oh, okay, got it. I got it. So I'm always looking for this original new way to help people connect to the soul energy, because just because of my own experience and how much I enjoy being connected, that I just want to share that with people. But also, you know, I would like to be able to just have a new original way to help you to connect. So my soul and spirit was reminding me that, you know, there are so many beautiful teachings out there, that there are so many wonderful ways already to connect to your soul and spirit. So you don't really have to overthink it. And you don't have to keep searching and searching. So I, in a way, my need to find some more ways or new ways to help you connect was actually getting in the way of me connecting. So you could see how that ego can get in there and take us for a little bit of a ride. So so as I was thinking of that, I was like, that's so interesting. Don't reinvent the wheel. So to me, that really means is, you know, what is it that I'm using in my life that helps me connect to my soul? And I know I've shared a lot of things like that. I did the whole workbook in A Course in Miracles a couple of times, and that was really helped me connect to my soul. And there have been many, many other tools that have helped me connect. I think probably over time, it was doing all of these things that led me to have that big spiritual awakening, and to have that, you know, very the experience that I had of my soul opening up, or my chakras opening up, whatever happened, it was so incredible for me that I just could not ignore it. So I just want that for everybody, and I want that for you. But I did do a lot of work. I did work a lot on trying to get out of my thinking, and that did include meditation. That did include reading a lot of books and replace my own thinking, replace what I had been believing about myself, telling myself about me, telling myself the same story over and over, the same victim story, that I had, replaying the same hurt and the same scenarios being played in my mind. And, once that stopped, it really frees you up to just be you and then to just do what you want to do, whether that is doing YouTube or something else. It just allows you to do whatever it is that you want to do free. And it gives you actually back your freedom, which is so nice. And I do want that for you. I did come across, as I was realizing, well, if I don't have to reinvent the wheel, I'm just going to keep looking what's out there and see if there's anything new. And there are many, many spiritual teachers that you'll resonate with and I resonate with. So I did come across Byron Katie, who I really, really love. And I would highly recommend. I was watching her YouTube videos, and she's just amazing. She had her own spiritual awakening, and from that awakening, she has come up with this format to help people do what she calls the work. And it is just another way to connect to your soul and your spirit. And she works a lot with projections, which is very similar to A Course in Miracles. So I see how all these spiritual teachers are all linked and pretty much are working in the same way, but in a different form. So what her big thing is to really question your thoughts. If we know that our thoughts most of the time are not correct, especially our negative and evaluative thoughts, how do we not believe them? How do we walk away from them? Eckhart Tolle will kind of just say, don't pay attention to them and bring yourself back to the present moment. And that is a technique, and it's probably one of the easiest ones to do. So if you like Eckhart Tolle, I would suggest that you listen to all of his YouTube videos or go on a retreat with him to try to really, really understand, what it takes to move out of your thoughts and into the present moment. So that is another way that you then, once you're in the present moment, that's where your soul is, that's where your connection is, that's where you can reconnect. So that's one way that is very easy, that I like to do. But with Byron Katie, what she talks about is questioning your thoughts. And I do this a lot in therapy, so I can really relate to it. It is kind of a therapeutic technique. It's like reality-based testing. But she puts a really great spin on it. So I would, if you're looking for like a holiday book to read, I would read her book. Love What is definitely something. I think that's the name of it. If it's not, then I'll correct it. It's an amazing book, but I would really recommend you watching the YouTube videos because it's easier to grasp kind of what she's talking about. And so she will have people question, all right, the thought that you're thinking right now about yourself, do you know this is 100% true? And she just will say yes or no. No ifs, ands, or buts, just yes or no. Is this thought you're thinking 100% true? So if you were to say, well, I'm not a good writer, how do you know that to be 100% true? So you're questioning every thought that comes into your mind. And when you question every thought that comes into your mind, you're giving yourself the space to not believe it, to say, okay, maybe this is something I've been believing that I really shouldn't be believing. And that goes, back to the Seth's readings and his talks, that you really have to question every belief that comes into your mind because none of them are true. So it is all connected, just like the spokes on a wheel. And each of these teachings, whether it's Seth Speaks or Abraham Hicks or Eckhart Tolle or Byron Katie, it's all leading us back to do not take your thoughts seriously. You know, do not believe these thoughts that are evaluative. You can believe your thoughts that are thinking, that are problem solving, that are helping you in your job, you know, factual things. But when it comes to evaluating you or other people, it's just out and out wrong and usually a projection. So we can question that, you know, if we have thoughts about other people, you know, how do we know that our thoughts about other people are true? You know, 9 out of 10 times what we think people think about us is just not true. So our reality testing has gotten really off. So if you think somebody doesn't like you, how do you really know that for sure? Unless someone comes up to you and says, I do not like you. You don't want to live in that because you're living in a state that may not even be true. And, you know, when you feel like someone doesn't like you, you react to them. You react in a much different way than if you feel like people do like you. So it really affects us so much, you know. So it's really a good thing for us to challenge and not to get caught up in. I would highly recommend all those people to look into and read and to replace it for the thinking that is upsetting you, triggering you, and has gotten you into a place of believing things about you or other people that are just not true, you know. And the other thing she'll say is, well, what would you be without these thoughts? So if you didn't have these thoughts about yourself, whatever they are, whatever the negative ones are, what would you be doing? You know, how would you feel? So if I didn't have all the negative thoughts that were running through my mind, you know, I would be able to just be calmer with people, or I would be able to be more connected. I could be more present if I wasn't thinking the things that I'm thinking. So it does help in reconnecting us to people. And that's exactly what connecting to your soul does. It is a reconnection. It's a reconnection of the most beautiful kind. And, you know, but you have to kind of keep at it. You have to keep asking. So if you are having a bad moment and you're really, really triggered and you can't stop thinking a bad thought about yourself or somebody else, all you have to do is ask and say, you know, I don't want to believe this thought anymore. You know, this thought is so painful and so damaging. And ask your soul to come in and help you. So what you could do is, when that's happening, is to just take a moment or two and close your eyes and ask your soul to give you an image or a picture or an idea about what you're believing about yourself that could help, you know, and you will be amazed at what you get. You'll be just so amazed how this works, that every time you consult with spirit or your soul and you get out of your true thinking and you get out of your ego mind, the things that come to you and the feelings that come to you and the reconnection to your spirit and soul is just an amazing thing. I was watching a Netflix show the other day, and the character in the show was very spiritual, and something in the show happened and it just, you know, made her feel doubtful and no longer believed in her connection spiritually. And so for about, you know, a few months, she just decided she wasn't going to believe in anything. And in the show, she said she was, you know, really lonely and really angry. So when she wasn't connected and she didn't believe in anything, that it was really a very lonely place for her to be. So sometimes I don't think that people realize how lonely they are. I don't think that they see that their thoughts are keeping them so separate from the people that they love, and then, and also from themselves, you know? So if you didn't think anything bad about yourself, you know, how would your day go? And if you didn't think anything bad about other people, if you really just saw situations for what they were, with no evaluations and no thoughts, you know, how would you be around these people? So it is definitely worthwhile. And, you know, I just want to thank the people that email me and asking questions to continue to do so. I'm happy to answer. I did last show talk about that we would be starting the book, The Magic. And, you know, for this holiday season, I bought like 6 copies of this book that I'm going to be giving to friends and family because I just think it is an amazing way to connect to your soul. And I would highly recommend getting it. I also have my book, The Forgotten Friend, out. And the only reason why I would recommend it is because I did write that book when I was connecting to my soul and I didn't even know it. So it's definitely a collaborative effort. And it's also a very beginning entry level spiritual book for somebody that maybe in your life that you feel isn't really on their spiritual path, but could use, you know, some encouragement and some direction to being kinder to themselves and more loving to themselves. Because basically that's what the whole book is about, is learning to be a friend to yourself and to drop the negativity and to drop believing in the thinking that you might be thinking. So I would also recommend that book too, as well as I would recommend The Power of Now, and I would recommend Brian Katie's book. I would recommend a whole lot for Christmas. So if you need any more suggestions, email me and I'll give you some more. But I did say that we would start the magic because I really feel like this is a great way to connect to your soul. And so I would definitely suggest you get the book, The Magic, and read it because the first couple of chapters are really good. We're going to do the exercises together, but the chapters are really good to read. And every time, you know, we do a practice like a book or anything, Course in Miracles workbook, you do the work with Brian Katie, any of that stuff, you are getting out of your thoughts and you're connecting to your soul energy. And you will feel it, you just will feel the difference. And once you start feeling it, you know, and you could feel it as soon as right now, you're not going to want to go back to how you were living. You're not going to want to live like that. So the first day, so the magic is about gratitude, and the magic is about doing an exercise every day or every week, once a week, and we'll do it once a week since the show is on once a week. And, you know, you could do it for that day or you could do it for the whole week. So the first thing that she suggests for us to do is to count your blessings. So what are your blessings? So she suggests that you write down 10 blessings for this exercise. So for this week, I want everybody to write down 10 of your blessings in your life. And you can write them, you could write them in the form of this. I am truly blessed to have blank because blank. So I am truly blessed to have this show because I love sharing how to connect to the soul. Or you could write, I am so happy and grateful for my life because I love being here. You know, it could be as simple as that. Or I am truly grateful for my family because I love them so much. Anything you want to write. So you could do it in those forms. With all my heart, thank you for my job because I love helping people. You know, so it could be any of those, in any of those forms, or you can just write down blessing 1, blessing 2, blessing 3, blessing 4. So that's your homework for this week. 10 blessings. What do you feel blessed for? And I would just add to that. So, this show being about connecting and reconnecting to your soul. Not that that's really accurate because you can't be disconnected from your soul, but you can be disconnected from your awareness of your soul. So what you want to do is do the 10 blessings every day this week. Write down every day 10 blessings. You know, what are you blessed for? And if you are having a hard time with that, get yourself quiet and do a little meditation. And this is where your soul will come in and show you things. It's almost like sometimes when I ask my soul for insight, I'll get a little flash of information. So it's almost like a little flashback on a TV show when they, you know, they flash something back in front of you. So if I say, I don't know, I'm not really feeling very grateful for anything, they might start flashing things back that I could be grateful for. And the things that they show me and the things that I would pick are usually so different. They're just so different. And they're different, and they're also accompanied by a feeling. So if I were to ask my soul, you know, what I could be grateful for, they may bring up like the time that I smiled at somebody in the grocery store and, you know, didn't give them a hard time and smiled and said, oh, yeah, that's fine, no problem. Or I let somebody ahead in line. When I did something very little but a kind thing, they might bring up that. And that brings you back to just how important it is to be kind to yourself and other people. So, you feel their gratitude for you. And that's really the shift. So when we're doing a practice like the magic, we're trying to look for things in our lives to be grateful for. And the soul will always make you feel like they're so grateful to you. And that's such a completely different experience. So we're going to be doing the magic with a little twist. It's the magic with reconnecting to your soul. So that's so fun, and that's exciting to me, because that's what my soul is encouraging me to do with you guys. So definitely do your 10 blessings and ask your soul, you know, to connect, and so that you can feel what your soul would give to you. And then when your soul is giving you these flashbacks, you're also going to feel these waves and waves of gratitude for you and for your life and for everything that you've been doing and everything that you've been creating and who you are. So that's pretty, pretty magical. And at that point, you start to feel like, well, I don't even need to do this book. But that's the point. You know, that is the whole point, is learning how to connect to the soul and what it feels like when you're in there. You know, when you're in there, you feel gratitude for you. And that's really an amazing, amazing feeling. So it's not like you're forcing yourself to feel gratitude when you don't feel it. So I remember when I wasn't really connected to my soul energy, and I would try to do these books and try to feel grateful, and sometimes I just couldn't do it. I was like, I'm not grateful. I'm angry. You know, I feel, you know, like my life is so hard and everybody's life is so easy, and I don't feel grateful. So I'm not doing this stupid gratitude list. And I really couldn't get there. You know, I just couldn't get there. It wasn't really until I opened up more to my soul energy that really helped so much. So we're just using this book as a tool to help you to connect to your soul energy. And again, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, I was always looking for ways to reinvent that wheel. And my soul energy, you know, my spirit, you know, has shown and told me that there is no reason to reinvent it, but there is a need to talk about it and to share the experiences, because it's in these experiences that can encourage other people to do the same. You know, that you don't have to feel alone and that you don't have to live in fear. You know, you can live moment to moment in freedom. And the only way that we can live moment to moment in freedom is when we no longer believe the thoughts that capture our mind and take us down and ruin our day. And it can go down so quickly. Somebody can say something to you and you believe it, and it triggers an old wound, and that's it. You know, you're off and running for the day. Or you perceive something that somebody's saying that they never said, but you think that they're saying, and that can ruin your whole day. So, you know, we have to be so vigilant in our thoughts, and we have to evolve from this. And just know anytime that we're thinking something bad about ourselves or other people that we have been mistaken. We're not, we're not going to be punished and we're not going to be harmed, but we are completely mistaken, that there is no reason to ever think thoughts that are going to damage yourself. And if you are, that's the time to really move out of them, to shelve them, to say, you know what, I'm not liking myself at this moment, but I'm not going to add to it. and I'm not going to continue to believe it. And I want to connect to my soul. I want to feel that. And the only way that I'm going to feel that is by reconnecting. So if the thing that causes conflict between two people are people's thoughts, you know, and then we get rid of the thoughts, there's really no conflict. And when there's no conflict, that's when the love that's within you is just there, you know. The love lives in no conflict, you know. Our spirit lives in no conflict. And that's why we can't feel it all the time, because we're so busy creating these drama in our minds and creating drama in our lives that we can't feel, you know, that energy, and we can't feel what's really inside of us, you know, this superpower that lives within us. And that's what we really, really want to work very hard to get back in touch with and reconnect. And when you reconnect there, you reconnect with everybody. And your whole entire world shifts and gets a lot easier. And even when on the material world things are going on and changes are happening and you don't want them to happen, or you know that you're not alone in it, and you know that you can always, there's a place for you to always go to for support. And when nobody else can understand you, your soul knows you intimately, and you can ask for help, and you can ask for an image, you can ask for a word, you can ask for a song, you can ask for a sign, you can ask for anything, and you will get it. You know, your soul will never not answer you, but you can't hear in the noisy mind. You can't hear in that mind. So, you know, it's an amazing thing. And so I wish you luck with this week. Do your 10 blessings and let me know how that goes. And next week we'll do day two, and you know, whatever that is, we'll do that, and we'll have a little spin on it that will also help you to connect to your soul energy in addition to being grateful. So have a magical holiday season, holiday week. I hope you get all your holiday shopping done, or whatever it is that this holiday takes you. And you know, hopefully it'll take you back within you so that you can feel the gratitude and the love that naturally will come to you, and the abundance. So have a wonderful day, and we'll talk again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.